And let's continue on the KCII Football Friday Preview Show. It's now time for a Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Waco football player Colton Horak. Colton, thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Colton, coming off of a fantastic week last week, able to defeat Tri-County for the first win of the season for Waco. Just start to finish, a lot of things working for your team. Just break down the success of your team last Friday night.
Well, we started off on defense, got a good stop. I'm pretty sure it was a fumble recovery, which really, you know, got us all pumped up. And then we had the script at the beginning of the game, and we knew we were going to run against them. And we got down, we were in the red zone, and it was a pass play, and it was originally an out route to me from Nick, and that kind of broke down because it was covered up pretty well. So I found back in the end zone and got on the board pretty fast after a good stop. And then after that, I think they had like four or five turnovers, fumble recoveries, which really, when you get a good stop on defense like that, it really pumps you up and gets you going for the next offensive session, which I think really worked out and helped us keep the scores coming throughout the rest of the game.
Well, Colton, obviously a great win there. You had kind of did a little bit of everything. You ran for one score. You caught two passes for a score. You also had a huge booming kick. We'll get to that in a minute. But with that game last week, when I've talked to Coach Edeker many times in the first couple games, he's felt like the team's been really close. They're one, two plays away from really breaking out. Do you think a huge win like this is really going to propel your team forward, and now that the wins kind of start piling?
Oh, I definitely think it is. This is a big, big confidence booster for us. And now that we're at full strength and we know what we want to do and the coaches know what they want to do with the team we have now, I think this win is very good for us to get going and, you know, keep the game plan going.
Well, as I mentioned, the big booming kick a week ago, not only were you 6 of 6 from PAT, but you also set the school record, a 49-yard field goal. When I talked to Coach Edeker as he broke down the play, it sounds like you were doing a little influence him, wanted to do with that. How were you able to influence Coach? How'd that kind of interaction go down?
Well, ever since my freshman year, I knew I wanted to, after seeing that record on the board, I knew I wanted to break it. And because I knew it was something I could do. I've been kicking field goals ever since I was in 5th and 6th grade, and I knew I could do it. And, he knew that I always kicked in practice, and I was decent enough kicker to kick some field goals. And my freshman and sophomore year, I didn't really get any opportunities to kick any field goals in games, just PATs here and there. And so now that I'm an upperclassman, he knows that I want to get out there and, you know, try to break that record. So when it was third down and I saw that we didn't get the completion for the first down, I was already putting my helmet on. I was getting ready to go out there. And he, I think, in the back of his head, he knew I wanted to come out there too. So he's like, you know, field goal unit. So we all ran out there, and I was pumped up and excited to get that opportunity.
Awesome. What's the longest field goal you've ever had in practice?
The longest one in practice was probably like 53, but we didn't. He kind of ended that when I kept him one in the back, but we didn't get to go back any further. So I haven't really figured out yet what my longest is.
Fair enough. Well, talking about Coach Edeker, maybe talk about his coaching philosophy a little bit, and how has your team been able to kind of adhere to his style?
Well, Edeker has been here for, I don't know, 20-some years. He's definitely a seasoned veteran. he's an older guy, so I feel like we all respect him. He knows what he's talking about, and even the other coaches on the staff, they know what they're talking about. And, Waco's always been a very run-heavy, you know, pounded down your throat type of team, and we've always had really good running backs come through here. So the team knows what's expected and what kind of game plan we have throughout the whole season, what we want to do against teams, and I feel like even teams know that's the kind of style we play with. So Edeker, during practice, we get a good review day, a good preview of the team that we're playing against on Monday, then we get some good contact practices Tuesday and Wednesday, just so we, you know, we get loosened up for the game on Friday, so we don't get some contact in. And then on Thursday, Thursday, it's another review day where we just go through all of our plays, go through the script, know what we want to do, how we want to do it, and then that gets us ready for a game on Friday.
Well, let's kind of go into the big one that you have later on tonight against Midland. Now that your team's had a chance to kind of look at them from film, what do you know about Midland? What can you expect come tonight?
Well, from last year, what we know about them is that they had a really good passing game, and it was they're pretty big all around. They're a big school, not necessarily a big school, but they got some big boys over there, and we know they want to run. They want to run some screens and throw the ball out wide and get some good pass, two receiver pass routes out there out wide. So, which isn't something we're used to. We're used to, ground and pound, trying to, stop them, punch them in the face right out of the gate. And, what we've been game planning is, just trying to stop them, get that pass down so they try to run it on us, which is exactly the kind of game plan we're going for.
Kind of getting away from football, you're also involved in basketball and track. Not to put you on the spot, but do you have a favorite?
I definitely like track. Track's a very social sport, and I get to see a lot of people and hang out with my friends. And I've been very fortunate to be a part of relay teams that have been to state the past couple of years, and hopefully this year I can get some individual and maybe get another relay in.
Awesome. Well, last kind of fun question of when you're not doing all your different sports, what's kind of a day in the life? What do you like to do in your free time?
Usually outside of football, outside of basketball, outside of track, I usually just like, hanging out with friends. And we usually go out to eat or go do something, just hang out and play video games and just hang out.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. Well, last question before I let you go, Colton. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
I'd have to say dedication. Just dedication to what you do. Whatever you do, go 100% and keep practicing at it. Keep doing what you got to do to get better. Just perfect whatever you do.
Well, Colton, congratulations on the honor. Thanks for joining me here today, and good luck in that big one tonight.
Thank you, sir.
That was Colton Horak of the Waco football team joining us here as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week for football. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the KCII Football Friday Preview Show right after this.